and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagey commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Svarno and the translation and the notes of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are looking at Chapter 3, Paragraph 16, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet Zayin, just a couple of weeks left, really only two or so weeks before we take our big mid-year hiatus, our big mid-winter hiatus for about a month and a half. God willing, we'll come back after that, and then we'll take a little hiatus for the springtime around Passover usually, and then we'll go to the end of the school year, God willing. So let's look at 3:16. Let's look at Gimel Tet Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Have a kal rosh, be yielding to a superior. Understand who's really boss, who's really in control, who's really above you. Even if you have someone who's your boss by only 2 years, understand that he is the one that's above you. Be yielding to that superior. Do what he asks. Any menial task, any task they give you to do, even if it's a little bit out of your job description. How often did I have this all over the place in the Board of Ed? Be yielding to that superior. Don't cause trouble. Do what you can to be soft-spoken or not to respond at all, even if it's things that are a little bit beneath your dignity, even if it's things that's a little bit beneath your job description. Yeah, it's not my job description to clean up throw-up, man. Yeah, it's not my job description to clean up the lunch that the kid left on the floor after coming to me for the session, but I know that's what the superiors want. That's what the Board of Ed wants, or that's what whatever, any side job or side endeavor I'm doing, that's what they want. The Noach Litish Chores, be pleasant to the young. Don't just be pleasant to the young. Really be pleasant to everyone you meet. Having that pleasant face is wonderful. Have a pleasant demeanor. Be someone that people want to interact with, want to talk to. And then you'll have the having the Kabbalah Kola Adam Misimcha. Receive every person cheerfully. Receive every person with a pleasant countenance, a pleasant appearance, a pleasant interaction. And have those words of cheerfulness, pleasant demeanor, a pleasant existence around those around you, because then everyone will want to be around you. Everyone will want to be involved in dealing with you. So three really practical aspects for life. In general, everything in Pirkei Avos is practical. But make sure to be yielding to that superior, to that boss. And of course, there's no greater boss than Hashem himself. Whatever Hashem tells us to do, we need to do with Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed. But when it comes to your bosses in life, make sure in your relationships and your co-worker kind of interactions, be yielding to that superior and understand that in the marriage relationship, for sure, there's no one superior. Everyone's on the same level playing field. It's not 50-50. You took out the garbage, I'll change the diaper. It's a give and take because of this, because of that. No, it's unconditional. I love you 100%. I love you 100%. I give to you 100%. I give to you 100%. For our children also, don't do this just because of that. But make sure to have good, pleasant interactions, good, cheerful interactions. Be yielding to the children. Don't be too stubborn. Don't be too set in your ways. Yes, I have to do this and that and that and that. You know, oftentimes I like to do cutting of the nails on this day or that day, but sometimes the kids are not feeling it. And if they do a good job, even though it's a little costly, I like to get them a little toy, maybe a little Lego, maybe a little this, a little that. Whatever we could do to be yielding to those around us, especially to the superior forces in our life, and whatever we could do to be pleasant to the young, receive every person cheerfully. That means every person, not just your wife, not just your kids, not just your spouse, not just your best friend. It's easy to be pleasant to your best friend. What about to your sworn enemy, even though we shouldn't even have enemies? To a sworn person that you find eccentric, odd, or weird? What about to the crossing guard, to the barista, to the policeman, to the garbage collector, to the trash collector, to the bank teller, to the customer service representative you're yelling at Amazon for the 13th time they got the wrong order of the shoes for your kid? Whatever person you interact with, be pleasant, be cheerful, be happy, be nice. Whenever I try to call someone, I try to say, hi, how are you today? That puts them off, they're not used to that. And I say, what's your name? James, thank you so much for helping me, James. When you use a person's name, by the way, that's a key trick for life to make them have a more pleasant interaction and conversation. It's a true life lesson. If you're able to be pleasant and have that interaction, you're more likely to get accomplished what you want rather than yelling, screaming, and tyranting and tantruming on the phone. The Svarno points out, be yielding to a superior, like Altis Hadar Lefnei Melech from Koheles, from Mishlei, excuse me, Proverbs. Do not give yourself airs in the presence of the king. How much more so vis-a-vis the holy king? As we find by David when he said, Unekalo sai od mizos, yet I will be more lightly esteemed than this, from Shmuel Bet. Be pleasant to the young. In relationship to the young, act pleasantly so as to be respected by them for their own benefit, that they not act arrogantly with you, so that they will be prepared to accept your guidance and instruction. Receive every person cheerfully. However, do not be overbearing with them, lest they be afraid to approach you. Rather, receive them with a pleasant demeanor, thereby drawing them close to the service of God. As we are told regarding Hillel, who wrapped himself in his talus and sat in front of the one who inquired and said, Sha'al b'ni Sha'al, Ask My Son Ask, that comes from Gemara Shabbos. Through this behavior, he brought proselytes under the wing of the Shekhinah of Divine Presence and turned many away from iniquity. The notes point out, in a person's relationship with others, he must strike a delicate balance between cordiality and humbleness. The former trait should be practiced with his relationship with those who are younger in years and lesser in wisdom, while the latter trait should be applied in his behavior towards those who are older and superior in wisdom. Sforno cites verses from scriptures as well as an epistle from the Talmud regarding Hillel to elucidate the teachings of Rabbi Yishmael. One must not be overbearing with one's juniors, but also careful not to become too familiar with them, lest one lose their respect. Conversely, one must take great pains to show respect to one's superior and elders. So remember, be yielding to all those around you, especially the superior forces, whether a job or different interactions in life. Be pleasant to the young. Really be pleasant with everyone and receive everyone with a smile. Receive everyone with a pleasant countenance, a pleasant interaction. You can get more bees with honey than you can with vinegar, is a famous phrase from a kid's show, but really applies in life. Vinegar, acid, interacting in a violent, arrogant, nasty, tantruming way doesn't accomplish anything. Using even a bad voice or an annoyed voice doesn't accomplish, but in a sweet way, a kind way, a gentle way, a soft way, a pleasant way, a cheerful way, that will really accomplish a lot in all of your interactions in life and all the people you deal with in your entire life. Join us next time as we talk about mockery and levity here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.